But beyond that,
okay. What time is it?
It is
9:14.
9:14.
Okay. Start the board meeting. You have an agenda that was sent to you guys.
Yes.
Ahead of time, we have a conversation going on here about the old fire chief. So we have the agenda that was presented to you last week. And are there any additions or modifications to the agenda? Yes, we have an agenda request. We're going to move the treasurer's report to the beginning because the treasurer has to leave. So without objection, we'll make that modification. Anybody, any other modifications, any changes?
Nope.
All right. I'll have a motion.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we move the treasurer's report up to the top of the agenda. I'll second.
Okay, you have a motion?
Hold on.
Oh, my God, buddy.
Focus.
Okay, so we have a second, and by Rudy.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, now approve the agenda.
Sure, I'd like to approve the agenda.
As amended?
As amended.
Okay. Second?
Second.
Rudy seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Dan, you're on.
Okay, so this is as of August 31st. We have $202,978.70 in the account. That's down about $12,000 or so. We have current total deferred assets, including our checking and other checking and savings, our current inventory, for a total of $206,182.61 in our total checking and assets. And with all the other assets, with the building and vehicles, we have a total of grand total of $314,554.52. So when we look at that a little closer, it looks like we had a fairly
okay.
As compared to Adam gave me June through August, and so we have a fairly lean month in terms of donations and that kind of thing. With the our contributions were down a little ways. We had with the pancake breakfast being one of the bigger kickers, about $420 there. And being a night brought in some money, and then we had $178 and change in merchandise sales. So, it was a fairly average month in terms of expenses. We had one firefighter go to training, we had merchandise purchases. We had a big merchandise purchase, over $2,000 in merchandise purchases. And this is the stuff that they buy in order to sell it later. So then that brings it down to basically had about $13,905 worth of expenses. And so there's a net ordinary income of $11,801.6. So we lost that $2,000 or so that we gained. We lost that in the first 2,000. So that's where we stand. We're standing pretty good, which is this is kind of fairly normal after our normal run for the year, our big fundraising issue.
We had $11,000 of income?
No.
Oh, okay. You're talking about that's annual.
It's expenses, actually. These are expenses.
Okay.
But they're kind of a little higher because of the big merchandise purchase expense, and then also a little higher because
need to order recap tires.
Yeah.
Okay.
In the account total?
For the
total account?
279? 314.
No, the first one.
This is just liquid. This is just assets. And just critical.
Well, you can give a copy of it. All right. Any questions for the treasurer? Have a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Sure.
I thought you were next.
I'll second.
30 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Leave. All right. We amended the.
Take care.
So we still have quorum. We amended the. We amended the agenda so that we could do the treasurer's report because he has to leave. Public comments. Anybody have anything they want to address the board about?
Something minor for Clyde.
Yeah.
of being, let's say, not used to possibly how we spell things. Our Sunday, Saturday, is a Sunday like an ice cream Sunday? S-U-N-D-A-E.
Okay. I think, Clyde, you are out of here, man.
She's good at that. She's not like a noob.
That's where I get.
The last treasurer's report that's on the web is from 5/18. Where's July and August?
We just realized that last week. They're being put on there. Because Sam's what I was thinking. That's what he was thinking.
I'm sorry. I don't want you to be rude about this. She points out things to us.
Okay.
We understand it. We have conversations. They get too long because then you have a second answer and then a third answer, and then we understand.
Okay.
So, but I appreciate it. Okay. Anything else? Okay. We'll talk about it at the end of the meeting. All right. President's report, I really don't have a lot to say other than things are going great. We're going to have pancake and bingo this month. The bingo guys, people wanted to have another bingo. I wanted to stop it. But it's a lot of fun. They have a lot of fun. And the pancake breakfasts are kicking in $1,000 a trip, so they're working out pretty well. Everything seems to run along pretty well. We had tires. We had that firefighter appreciation day. I think there was, 275 to 300 people.
That was big.
They dropped in $1,000 plus brought food. And so that went pretty well. And thanks to everybody that was there. Did the treasurer's report, fire chief, secretary's report.
The minutes have been sent out from the last meeting. There's no other major report.
All right.
Okay, you moved to accept the minutes as presented.
Correct. I would also like to accept the secretary's report with and waive the reading of the minutes.
There you go. Have a second?
I got a second.
Okay. 30 seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Fire chief's report.
Calls. We had 4 calls, 3 medical calls, and 1 smoke investigation. Training. We went over truck inventories and radio procedures. Fleet tender 83, getting new tires. That's what all the noise is this morning. Facilities. Thanks very much to Rudy for putting up the letters honoring John Sumner. Also to the previous board for greenlighting the idea. I believe this is a great thing for us. Personnel, only 1 firefighter ended up taking a class at the Arizona State Fire School. The class that firefighter Ramirez signed up for ended up being canceled. There weren't enough participants. Yavapai County Fire Chiefs. I was unable to attend the August meeting, but I did share our interest in selling the cast unit on Patrol 81 with or without the truck. Items to discuss. I've self-published a book consistent with my blogging related to my day job with half the net proceeds coming to Walker Fire. I have framed it such that the book revenue, if there is any, would go toward a new truck unless after 1 year the revenue is less than $50,000, in which case the revenue will revert to the general operating fund of the department. My total social media footprint is about 90,000 people, so the hope is that this can be big, but I have no idea. I hope you all will check out the link, and I sent a link out to all of you guys. Potato Patch. I met with Norm Crowell yesterday, who runs the water company up there, and got great information about where the other 2.5-inch outlets are for our use during an incident. He also conveyed how excited they are up there about the new substation. Got kind of grilled on, what's going to go up there, and, yada, yada. So it was a great visit and very informative.
Nice. Encouraging.
And that's all I got.
Okay. Well, that fire school made the news. They had a little blurb on it on one of the news stations down in the valley. So it's in Chandler, I guess.
How many firefighters do we have full-time in Potato Patch?
In Potato Patch?
Yeah.
One.
Okay. Jody?
No, Mo McPhee.
Okay, all right. Now, I guess the reason I ask is it would be great if we had 2 full-timers there. Obviously, that could, if there's a truck there, that they could get it moving fast if there's trouble.
Right.
Okay. All right. Or who's closest to that full-time firefighter? Like somebody here, like Misty Mountain Loop area, or?
Let's see. If you could cut the side chatter, please. I'm trying to come.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that there is one that's reasonably close.
Okay. All right. We're going to have to plant somebody out there. It'd just be great if we had two full-time...
Yeah, I mean, the framing, the original framing of the idea was with the brush truck is, if nothing else, qualified eyes to size up and call it in.
Gotcha.
So that's what we've got.
Okay.
And the other side of that is once the equipment's there,
you'll
probably find more people that are willing to
volunteer.
There are a lot of people up there, not necessarily full-time, but that are able-bodied people that could become volunteers. And Jody comes and goes from up there, so it's not necessarily...
Okay, gotcha.
She's not there full-time.
I know, I can frame you with full-time.
Yeah, but Jody is there. Sometimes she's there for quite a bit of the time.
Oh, good.
She's not necessarily there all the time.
Because I imagine just kind of our protocol, SOP, SOG, whatever that is that we need two firefighters to man or to person a truck, correct?
Yes. I mean, circumstantially, you know, it just sort of depends. Sending someone with training out to go size up a fire.
Right. That can be done on a brush truck.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Motion to accept the fire chief's report.
Sure.
Johnny O moves to accept the fire chief's report.
Second.
It's your job today, Rudy.
Right on.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Firewise, I got you down here as a committee, Lauren, because we, you know, as part of our organization, we do have a Firewise committee. So you want to catch us up on what's happening?
We got brush coming in.
Four of those dumpsters taken out, so you only have five back there to be in a way, but that last one looks like it's getting kind of crowded back in there.
Yeah, I was curious why they took them out on this end instead of the other end.
They took them out of the front?
Yeah.
Well, I told them that we needed to have them come to the front, so I'll call them again. If they can get to them, they'll move them on Monday.
Sorry, they won't come till Monday.
They come on Monday, it may be too late.
Well.
Unless somebody with a bucket is willing to move.
No, you can't move them. You gotta have this.
No. Somebody with a bucket would move debris.
Oh, debris.
Yeah.
We need debris stacked up.
Okay. Do you have somebody coming to do that kind of
stuff?
Not
yet.
Okay. All right.
We
you can't put the dumpsters across the street though. Over in this area.
I'm sorry. No. Okay. So if we. Okay, we'll try to get the dumpsters moved on Monday for sure. And then there's a couple people, I guess. Rudy, do you have?
Yeah, there's a couple. I just wondered if you have somebody, Lauren, or if not, I've got a couple names, and you know them all.
I touch base with you because I haven't contacted anybody I've contacted in the past.
Okay.
It's time to get it stacked up.
Yeah.
I've got an appointment to call the responsibility for this grinder has been changed. It used to be under Streets Division. Mm-hmm. It is now under Solid Waste Division. So I'm dealing with new people down there, and I have an appointment to talk to the individual in charge on Monday to determine when to bring the grinder in for a first grind.
Okay.
Once this is stacked up, I don't think we need one for another week.
No. Get it pushed up high. One of the questions that was asked for us, for the board here, is wanting to confirm that they're going to resurface the lot, that they'll leave the lot the way it was when it came. That's a little bit of a worry.
That was one of our concerns a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And when I spoke to Supervisor Smith, he indicated that there was no problem there. But like I said, we're dealing with new people now.
Yeah.
We're not dealing with the street people who have the gravel.
Yeah.
We're dealing with solid waste.
Yeah.
So that's...
Okay.
That's a question I don't have an answer for at this time.
It's an important enough program. You know, we need to do it.
Right.
We're not necessarily, we don't want to have to be spending $4,000 or $5,000 every time they do this to resurface a lot. So, which I think it was $2,500 last time to resurface a lot.
Right.
Ground up. So, if they can do it, they have the equipment, they're ready. Okay.
I also have a question.
Sure.
So I almost always ask, is there money now for mitigating properties? Because I know that's a different grant, right?
The grant that was funded in February is the only grant that I have for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just exhausted all the funds.
Okay, gotcha.
know, I've still got the funds, but it's all been spoken.
Earmarked, yeah.
I don't want to promise that I can't, something I can't deliver.
Sure.
I have requested for two other grants.
Mm-hmm.
We probably won't know until the end of the year or even after the first of the year if we're awarded those grants or not.
So, and I just, the reason I asked is there's two new neighbors that had asked about the program. Should I still have them contact you and get the properties evaluated just to have them on the list?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Makes sense.
There is another option, possibly.
Okay.
And that's the environmental quality incentive program.
Mm-hmm.
And we expect to be able to put in an application for that sometime around March.
That's when you talk about it in the potato patch? Okay. We'll get that together.
We have two programs now for over $187,000.
Mm-hmm.
We've got properties on each one, and they're going to work them both together so we can build these properties and go lots and lots and lots.
Gotcha.
So I'm taking names and requests right now for equip number three, which I hope to get in March.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Lauren. All right, firefighter appreciation, final report. I mentioned it earlier, but
sure.
You want to say something else
sure.
about it?
You're right. We had, I think, 275 or 300 people that showed up. It was a great turnout. I think what we're going to do is we'll continue to have it on that holiday weekend because there's a lot of people in the hills, and if you have to miss the opening day of dove hunting season, which you hate doves anyways, I think it's good. It might help you to break your habit of shooting those little things. So,
Yeah.
But people seem to be really encouraged when I kind of mentioned that it seemed like it was a good weekend to have a party like that. So, and I hope the firefighters felt appreciated.
I think so.
I mean, it's a big event and it's fun. And I'll take a quick second just to thank Trader Joe. They always provide like tea and lemonade and stuff like that for the event. It's just nice of them to do so. So once again, we'll thank Trader Joe. And I think, like Bill said, we had over $1,000 in the boot. Plus, some people that rarely make a contribution will drop in a check for $50, something like that. So it's great goodwill for the community, for the firefighters, and everyone involved. So great event. It's our sixth annual. We should have been doing it for 50 years, but here we are. We keep learning, you know. Yeah.
Well, it also attracts people that are not necessarily related in Walker. There's at least several people that come, especially the pancake breakfast, but also to the firefighter appreciation.
Right.
And they're writing $50 checks. They don't even live here. I mean, they have no connection here. They just like the program. They like the atmosphere.
Right.
And they've just been very good supporters.
It's kind of the wrap-up of the big fundraisers, for sure. Well, not that wasn't actually technically a fundraiser, but there was a great energy in the hills this year. It's really great to see all that. And, again, the turnouts for the bingo and the pancake breakfast are just whoppers, you know.
Yeah.
Unlike anything we've ever seen, you know.
Well, I mean, it's not a lot of people, 40 people, but it's a lot of fun. And it can grow.
And it's getting almost 200 at a pancake breakfast, right? A huge number of people, right?
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
There's 200 people coming. Right. And the fact of having this thing on the Labor Day weekend makes sense.
Right.
Because that's when people are here. And if remember, we had the bees. What did you do about the bees, Roger? Did you anything?
Did they just go away?
They just went away, yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Eric murdered them all, and then the survivors left.
Yeah, the survivors were a little bit upset.
Did he spray, or what was it?
Yeah, he sprayed. There's some sort of, you know, wasp spray, and he just unloaded on them.
Right.
But when we have the event later in October, the meat bees, these are the meat bees, what we call meat bees. I don't know what else you call them, but they have been an aggravation when we're out there with the pig and things. So doing it in September.
Earlier, we have more light to pack up at the end of the day. I mean, because when we do it in October, it's dark at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yet another reason.
Yeah, Jim and I appreciated the fact that it was still light.
Right. Party. I don't have to do that, and you guys are still washing pots and pans. Okay.
All right. Old business. Station Wi-Fi and security. You are going to put some cameras up today, I guess.
No, so the cameras did not arrive. They have been ordered. The shipment was delayed. There's 8 cameras going on the station. There's 2 cameras going outside. I'm ordering new signs for the area, for the trash cans. and to let people know in the area there's cameras around, surveillance around the building, property, and then the alarm system here is going to be also less popular.
Yeah, and we need, okay. So that's still going on.
Yep.
The roadside event signs, that was kind of Scott's project with Conrad, and Scott was obviously busy making a job application in Colorado. So we'll get this done over the winter. By next winter, we'll have Corfab or whatever that are lighter signs and make it easier for people to be able to move them up
and then
there.
We're just moving the sign itself, not the frame.
Not the frame, yeah.
Right,
and
right.
The frame is not that hard to move, but we'll stabilize it somehow, get it so nobody walks off with the darn thing. They're $150, you know. So, and then recognition to say hi to Rudy. Thanks for that stump on the wall there.
Oh yeah,
you know, they're gonna have to tear the wall out to get that thing down. It looks like
you would have to though. If somebody took that, the wall would be missing.
Yeah.
Keith helped me with it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter, but it's bolted down to where the wall
yeah.
would go around.
Okay, well, good. And it's protected underneath there, and
yeah.
there's a lot of interest in it, so it's...
That was an effort by a lot of people.
Yeah. So. Okay. All right. Good. All right. New business. The only thing I had was that, as we mentioned, Scott Blumer has resigned, so there's a board vacancy to fill. I think what we'll do is we'll advertise... fact that it's vacant, see what interest there is for people to that are interested in becoming a board member, the board member, and then next board meeting, we'll see what that interest is, and then we'll make a decision. Okay? Any other discussion about that?
I think so. Point of order there. According to the bylaws, it's up to the board to fill that position by our own vote, and then at the end of this term, there would be a re-vote at the annual meeting. Does that sound right?
What it says. No.
It's a little convoluted. That's, yes.
Actually, no, it's not. Thank you.
Okay, hang on a minute. Okay.
I just wanted to clarify what the bylaws said.
Okay.
In the meeting, yes.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Anything else?
No.
Okay.
No. Thank you.
Right. Community announcements?
Do we want a final motion to approve the new business, small business?
No, we already did in the agenda.
Okay.
Community announcements. We have announcements about events.
WCAA is having a haunting Halloween fest.
Oh, boy.
Chili fest. You can come in costume. That'll be October 13th right here at the fire station. Starting at 5 p.m. Adults, $10. Children under 10, and that is not including John. $5. And it's good chili.
And you having music this year?
Yes. Black Canyon Freeway.
Oh, boy.
New band.
Wow.
That'll be sent out probably tomorrow, a whole announcement to the community on it.
Cool.
No.
She's not finished.
But wait.
Oh,
more.
I'm sorry.
No, this is community announcement.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Right. Announcements for events. This is for events that are upcoming events. Anybody else have anything for upcoming events?
Okay.
Okay. Now your public forum.
I.
Okay. We want to go in. Which order do we want to go in here?
All right. In respect to the bylaws specifically state in the I'm going to paraphrase this, blah, blah, blah. The person receiving the fourth highest number of votes in an odd number of years when three board members are elected shall fill the remaining terms of the vacant position, or the person receiving the fifth highest number of votes in even number of years when the four board members are elected shall fill the remaining term of the vacant position. It does not say anything about advertising, you know, putting out a public memo, say whatever, to say, are you interested in becoming a board member? That's what the bylaws say.
Okay. At this juncture, I would like to invite you, the WFPA board, to join us, the WFPA board, at a joint meeting to discuss what we can do in a project to benefit the community. Let us know what meeting times and dates with what to do.
But Bob, and I'm, anything else?
I just like to talk about the dumpsters.
Okay.
You removed four of them, and you've left the remaining. Can we take either of those if you can't, if there's not enough space, or we can add the other ones back to alongside the back side of the firehouse then? I mean, I went yesterday, and Bill, it's bad. I mean, you can see that there's garbage on the side of the dumpsters.
Right.
There's not, you can't put a toothpick in there right now. So there's not enough dumpsters.
The process is, say your piece, and then we'll talk about it.
I'm done.
Okay, because you're talking about the bylaw. Okay. All right. I mean, the WCAA with the joint meeting, let's talk about it before we have some sort of a meeting, what's your ideas, get together with me, tell me what it is that you're thinking about. We can have a meeting.
The idea is develop ideas, because I don't have anything in particular, but I think there's an awful lot that the synergy of the two groups working together, we could get a lot done.
Okay.
And so we need to discuss what we think we can do.
Okay. You have a suggested time?
No, I just, at your convenience, in other words, come up with a time and date that will be good for you guys, and we'll work with it.
Okay.
Yeah, a few dates, and then we'll dovetail into it.
Any thoughts about that?
Well, short of not knowing what the agenda is, I mean, I'd like to see that first, but some specific ideas. I mean, if we elected to do that, I would just have it after this meeting because everybody's already here.
Okay.
And not have another day and time because
yeah.
It just gets to be a little difficult.
Yeah, we could. I mean, if we want to, like you said, tail end it after this meeting, maybe next month.
Board.
Uh-huh.
We need the board. We're not all here.
Okay, we're not talking about now.
No. Oh, the next after
the meeting. Oh, the
next. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, we didn't do anything that quickly. You know that.
Hopefully, we do something after the next meeting.
Right.
Or one of the board meetings over the winter.
Yeah.
I don't know how
right.
We want to get this done.
Yeah,
that would
be fine.
Okay.
When it's usually
a little slower, sure. Yeah. Okay. The dumpsters. Constant battle with the dumpsters. Okay. You can't put them on the side of the station next to the highway because the route, he can't back in and, he has to back in and out, blocks the road, and it's dangerous for him. He'd have to have somebody out there to protect him. Putting him up against the back of the building, there's overheads. He has to lift up overhead. There's power lines. He can't lift up. He can't do the lift. The fact that five dumpsters was not enough for this past weekend is disappointing. I figured that after Labor Day that there wouldn't be that much volume problem. So this is a balance of volume with these dumpsters, especially when we're having the fire chipping haul, because we had nine dumpsters out there. There was plenty of volume, except for when people do idiotic things and dump construction debris and furniture, and we always have. That's a constant battle. We're hoping with these cameras that we'll be able to identify violators of that, and then I am personally going to take an aggressive stance against that. We've had people that have seen it happen, but they haven't gotten enough information for me to call the sheriff's office, and I am going to be more than happy to sign complaints against people who do that. Because it has become refrigerators, sinks, cabinetry, huge boxes, mattress boxes, all sorts of things that really don't belong in there. And they all sign an agreement that they won't do that. And then there's people leave it open, and then there's non-subscribed people that do it. So this is a constant battle to deal with. Shad and Linda, Linda Emmett and Shad Bruce, have kind of been on the ground, this flies them down here helping pick up some of that stuff and get it back loaded in. I'll add another dumpster back out there. Get them to move that stuff forward. I don't understand, what they're thinking is they are the company that comes and picks up the last anyway, so why in the world the driver just is driving around, you know, with his head in a dark place.
Mm-hmm.
And so I appreciate the fact that, you know, what you're asking. And I'm sorry, I don't know your name.
You know me.
No, do I?
Linda.
Well,
come on, Bill.
All right, well, I'm sorry. You're in the wrong place.
Another question regarding the dumpster. Is there a place on the website that you can put the people that have paid for their trash in here? Because you and I have talked about this, and that's still so, is there a place that you can put that? Because as one that pays, I get real frustrated when I see someone coming that I know is not paying. And that's not fair.
Not really. I don't think people want to subscribe in and have their name published like that on the website.
Well, it's already published in the community.
Yeah, the name of who they are, but whether or not they're subscribed to the trash or not, I don't know. So my reaction to that is no, but I'm certainly not above thinking about it. But I think that people have had to canvas the rest of these guys about publishing a list of people who can dump. I'm more than happy to take information from somebody you think is not subscribed. If you have specific information like license numbers, I can determine who they are, and then if they are not subscribed, we can take some action about that. But it'll be an individual basis rather than, and there are people that you won't know that are on that list. I mean, just you won't know all 150 people that are subscribed.
Plus, it could be somebody has a guest over, and the guest says, "Oh, I'll take those four boxes to the dumpster on my way back to Phoenix."
Yeah.
And they give them the code. The property is what we're selling the subscription to, and it gets complicated.
Yeah,
right.
Resolution.
It's the property and the person at the property.
Right.
But it's not the person at a property to give it to somebody else at another property.
Well,
no, I get it.
I get it.
And
but,
for the...
Yeah.
The people that might do it, it's not worth trying to enforce, I would think.
Okay, the very fact that we're in the garbage business is a...
Right, you open up a hole.
It's not my happy place. All right.
Now, that being said, two things we might be able to do is put a sign up that says, "Please break down," and I've never seen a sign on the dumpster.
Those are some of the signs. Like, we have a sign out there right now that's on a tree that no one reads.
Yeah.
Most people don't even notice that.
Right.
So they're going to have some big signs.
Please break down, boxes, et cetera.
Yes.
Right. I'll admit I even put a chair in there one time, and I broke it down into chunks, you know, and it's...
Well,
right. Now, Bill has one here.
At the Walker Day,
all kinds of stuff in there.
Yeah, right.
Right. Also, subscribers only? Is that a sign that would be helpful? If we put a sign on the
dumpster? Yeah, to local residents for the pay.
Subscribers only.
Yeah.
Not local residents, but specifically subscribers. You know, people might think if they see an open dumpster and they live in the neighborhood that they're good to go. But the bottom line is, no, you need to pay a subscription fee to be able to utilize the dumpster.
Well, and the key only, the code only needs to be given out. I don't care if
you're
here for a weekend visiting you or anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
They don't belong with our code.
Right, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
So it's the homeowner.
Right.
Just a little thing. I've come to the trash, and people leave the code intact.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I go to start doing my thing, and it's open.
It's already there. Yeah.
And
yeah.
There's a lot. Many times I come, and it's open.
Mm-hmm.
Sad things you can't fix in this. Sad things.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
that helps.
That's
but
nice.
Please lock after you're done.
Okay.
Subscribers only. I mean, we could put a lot of stuff.
But you can Right.
Okay,
wait a minute. This is how things get out of control.
Oh, it was spinning out of control,
yeah,
Bill.
Right, I know. And we're only talking about garbage.
Right.
You've got to undo him, Bill. He's stuck on his leg.
He's just a stupid dog.
There you go. Let's go this way. Is that better? Does that feel better?
Oh,
yeah.
Don't give it all the time.
All right.
Lay down, buddy.
Good old boy.
So just one thing. We're kind of settled. It'll be like November or sometime over winter.
Okay.
But then I've got to rally our board to fund for availability.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Okay, the vacancy, the board vacancy. You got the bylaws there?
Yes. Yep. Okay, so you want me to read them?
Yeah, I want you to read them.
Okay, so 4.1.1, in in the case of a vacancy on the board of directors due to any reason, example, a director's death, a director's resignation during the director's term, a director's removal pursuant to section 4.1.2, etc., the remaining members of the board of directors may appoint a replacement director by affirmative vote of a majority of the remaining members of the board of directors. The appointee will fill the former vacant position only until the next annual meeting of the members. In the event that a board member vacancy has occurred since the last annual meeting, and if that a vacancy is for a term that is not naturally expiring at the next annual election, then the vacancy shall be filled as follows. The person receiving the fourth highest vote, highest number of votes in the odd number of years when three board members are elected, shall fill the remaining terms of the vacant position, or the person receiving the fifth highest number of votes in the even number of years when the board members are elected shall fill the remaining term of the vacant position.
So the vacancy occurs, the board appoints. At the following election, if the vacancy is for a term that expires at that election, then it's elected for the 2-year term. If the board, if the term is only one year, has another year to go, the three highest vote getters get the 2-year vote, get the 2-year terms. The fourth highest vote getter gets the rest of the 2-year term that's been filled by the appointment.
That's how I understand.
Yeah.
And we went through it very clearly. It's not beautifully stated, but we did this. This happened a couple of years ago. It was up to the board basically just to try to fill that position until the next annual election. However, we couldn't agree on someone. We were split 3-3, and we just didn't fill it. Oh well.
So. Does that answer your question?
In simple terms, because Scott's position will not expire at the next annual meeting,
he has
2 years to go, and it was an even numbered year, the person receiving the fifth highest number of votes fills his position.
At the next election?
No.
No.
That's not what it said. It said immediately.
In the event that a board member's vacancy has occurred since the last annual meeting, and that vacancy is for a term that is not naturally expiring at the next annual election, the vacancy is filled as follows. Odd number years. The person receiving the fifth highest votes in even number years when four board members were elected, shall fill the remaining term, which would be the 2 years, of the vacant position.
Okay. We read that as the board appoints until the next election. At the next election, the terms that are going to be filled for 2 years get the first two or three votes, highest votes. The fourth highest vote getter fills the remaining 1 year of the term that's not expiring.
No.
Okay. All right. So we're not going to settle that, all right, here, but that's what the board's decision is. So, okay.
If this was now 2019.
You know, it has nothing to do with even year. It has to do with whether it's a year that we are looking for an even number of people to fill that.
Right.
Some years we have four positions open, and some years we have three. Okay,
specifically.
Okay, but you get the year involved, and then it becomes missed.
No.
Okay.
All right. But this was for four board members this past election.
Right, correct.
So therefore, it becomes the fifth highest?
It looks that way, but
yeah.
So who would that be?
Steve is the fourth highest.
Okay.
Chris is fifth.
Sixth.
It has nothing to do with the past election.
Right.
It has everything to do with future elections. We appoint until the next election. All right?
It has to do with past elections.
Doesn't have anything to do with past elections.
That's what the bylaws state.
Sorry. We read it differently.
Oh, I see.
All right? The board appoints at the following election. If there are three positions being filled for 2 years, they get the highest vote getters for three highest vote getters. The fourth highest vote getter or the fifth highest vote getter, if there's four people being elected for 2 years, fills the vacancy, the remaining term for a year.
At the next shift.
At the next
so
election.
So if there's a discrepancy between what they're reading and what you're reading, I don't think it's fair that the board makes that decision. Why doesn't an attorney, the attorney for the board, look at this and explain it? And therefore, everybody would be happy. If it's your guys are in favor, great. If they're in favor, great. But you got to make everybody happy. So I think the attorney should make a decision what those actually mean.
Fair enough.
Yeah, we can have our Bill Karras, he'll do it usually pro bono. You can ask him just to read it out.
I mean,
it's convoluted. It's not a beautifully written couple paragraphs.
Well,
they know that.
He wrote the bylaws.
It'd really be up to him to explain it, and he'll say, oh, here's how it really reads. And that's, we're fine with that. Honestly, we just want it done equitably. That's all.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And I think that's fair.
Sure. The fans going around the room. Yeah.
Anything else?
Five more minutes. What do you want?
No. Buddy's getting restless.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Anything else, Rudy?
I'm good, thanks.
John,
I'm happy.
Clyde, yep. Roger, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn the September board meeting.
Johnny moves. Second, Rudy.
Second.
That's right. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
I think Buddy
did very well.
Buddy was fine.
Boy.
Buddy was a good dog.
Hey there, Rudy.
You're better than I am.
We were discussing that with him over
here. Oh, man.
I haven't seen it yet.
No,
okay, go on.
Oh, that felt good. We have a new mattress. I'm a little creaky waking up these days. We're getting used to it.
I know it.
So, those black cows, right?
Yeah.
What is it there? Oh, those are black cows.
Drive them up to my place.
Really?
You know there, so I'm coming home from work. That's the next thing. The game floor. And there were two more
angry when he said that, didn't he?
They were separated. What encouraged you to get a bird over? I stopped because I could see him circling. It's just on right. His chopper.
Those guys are
14 years of Regner, so it's been a very popular
law.
Well, they really look like they do it or not. I mean, I'm only doing like a dozen copies. I don't know if any will sell.
Right.
But we'll see.
Yeah. Right. Oh, well, words of wisdom. I mean, you're...